Larger cruises are forbidden under the federal no-sail order that runs through late July, but smaller boutique cruises carrying less than 250 passengers are exempt, with at least one cruise line scheduled to bring people to Southeast Alaska next month. Coastal communities working with the Alaska Municipal League have drafted a letter asking these smaller ships not to visit until they can guarantee regular COVID-19 testing and limit their capacity. AML's executive director, Nils Andreasen, says killing off what's left of the region's cruise season is not what communities have in mind.
The end goal is public health. The end goal is vibrant communities. And I think that's where we're at right now.
In Wrangell, Mayor Steve Persunka says there are concerns about what would happen if an infected passenger or crew member stepped off a cruise ship.
We learned along the way that it is not appropriate for them to just take them back on the ship and isolate them away. And that we don't have the capacity in our community to be taking in COVID positive people. It just doesn't work.
Assembly members like Julie Decker said they want specifics on what precautions cruise companies are taking to prevent that from happening.
We're testing regularly. Does that mean if you're going to be on a ship for a week that you get tested once? And, so anyway, there's things like that that I feel like we need a little bit of beefing up in the sense of with medical credibility.
The assembly voted unanimously to add their name to AML's letter asking for clarity. It remains unclear if local governments could enforce a ban on cruise traffic. Most COVID-19 mandates issued by the state supersede local authority. Tour operators are hurting from the lack of cruise ships, but Wrangell's local tour guides say they understand where community leaders are coming from. Stikine River Jet Boat Association Director Caitlin Cardinale says she stands by the city's efforts to protect the community from infection.
So we're here and we're ready to operate when the time is right. And I think it's smart for the ships to work with the municipalities to have an established plan if one of their passengers was COVID positive.
At least four cruise operators have been talking to Southeast Alaska community leaders. American Cruise Lines is bringing the first ship to Alaska waters with its American Constellation ship for a round-trip cruise from Juneau in late June. Its website advertises port calls in Skagway, Haines, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. Company spokeswoman Alexa Pealela said in a statement that it's, quote, gained a clear understanding of individual community concerns and has been able to further tailor our risk mitigation strategy, end quote. American Cruise Lines' COVID-19 plan is on its website. Other small cruise operators, including Uncruise, Lindblad, and American Dream Cruises, have suspended their June sailings. As of now, they're scheduled to resume in July. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.